Well, this guy's becoming a regular in the playoffs with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and proud to see that he's had success beyond the Toronto Blue Jays. We speak, of course, of Travis Snyder, who joins us on Sportsnet tonight on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Hey, Travis, this is this playoff thing now a couple of years in a row. It's starting to become a regular thing. It's nice to have those expectations, I'll bet.
Yeah, I mean, expectations are definitely a good thing to have, but we understand what, you know, what goes into all that and being a part of culture, a winning culture like you're talking about, and having those experiences at this point in my career, I'm very thankful.
Yeah, and I think you've made the most of it, and you're part of quite a nice group with your manager, Clint Hurdle, and all the teammates that you've got there, but it's kind of nice being being in Pittsburgh, it kind of feels like the little guy fighting back, and you know, the lunch pail team that's going to get it done, that's going to find a way to get in there and do some damage. And there's something that must be galvanizing about that. And, you know, but now it gets to a point where the expectations might be higher, that you've gotten there, that fans are expecting a bit more. What's it like these days now being a Pittsburgh Pirate, given the expectations that might be there?
We just keep our head down, and something that, from the first day I got over there and really has developed over the last couple of years, being a part of a winning team, like I said, the culture is focused on each day and what we got to do to get better. We don't worry about what is going on in the media, and we keep our focus on each day's work, getting better every day, and understanding that the hard work and going out there and competing is what's going to get us wins, not focusing on anything else.
So you've had a few years in Toronto now, a couple with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now you transition to a phase in your career, Travis, where you're a veteran player, that you've, you know, your game is going to be more well-rounded, that you're going to be dependent on when you see other players come up that would have been in the position that you were in several years ago, and now you have to educate as well as perform and do what you need to do on the field. Have you felt that transition already, turning into, you know, this young rookie with the expectations that come with that, and now being a veteran player that's been with a couple of different clubs?
Yeah, I think your experience is very valuable, especially in this game. It's so many things can be thrown at you quickly, and as you said, when you're a young prospect and there's a lot of expectations, the focus can shift and needs to remain on what you got to do each and every day to get better, simplifying your life, simplifying your career. And that's something for me that I learned playing in Toronto, being around a great group of people, but going through some struggles myself and understanding what I needed to do as far as growing up in this game, and then understanding what type of work it takes to be good at this level and to compete and play a playoff baseball game.
Now, we see now a former teammate of yours end up in Toronto, and that's Russell Martin signing for 5 years with the Toronto Blue Jays. And a lot's been made. Of course, we could look at the numbers. We could see what he does on the field, both as a catcher and as a hitter, but a lot's been made about how he's a great teammate and how he is a clubhouse leader. I mean, is that an apt description of your former teammate?
Probably understated, to be honest with you. He's a tremendous leader, presence, commands respect when he walks in a room, and for the right reasons. It's a lead by example, speak when needed, but just a good guy to go to in any situation, to get advice, to learn things from. I think in Russell's career, he's matured, and he would tell you that, I'm sure himself, that he's matured to this point and understanding at his age what he needs to do to go the extra mile and be elite, and that's what he showed last year and the year before, what he can do and what he's done for most of his career, being a guy that's not only a great catcher, but somebody who can go up there and compete at the dish for you, hit in the middle of your lineup, and be somebody who's going to control pitching staff and make guys around him better.
So he's saying, you know, only speaking when needed and leading by example on the field. Is there an example for you maybe of personal experience with Russell Martin that you could share with us in talking about, you know, what a great teammate he is, or maybe something that you saw on the field you said, that guy, glad we've got that guy on our side?
Too many things come to mind. I think from a personal experience, just being around Russell for the last 2 years has really helped me refocus, I don't want to say recommit, but understand really at that high of a level, the guys that Russell's played with, the level that he's played at for most of his career, you tend to draw towards those types of people that have had that kind of success and experience. And Russ is a guy that will share his thoughts, his opinions. He's somebody who's open-minded, but also somebody who cares about his teammates. And he was a tremendous influence on me as somebody coming up, you know, being 26, 27 years old now, but having some experience early on, we were able to relate in a number of ways because he was a guy that got there young too.
Mm. You know, stats suggest or stipulate that Russell Martin is going to steal you a strike every now and again. Do you get that feeling as well? And, you know, obviously you've played against him. You've played with him now. Do you get that feeling that maybe umpires are going to give him a call because he does such a great job of framing a strike and not moving his glove too much when a pitch is being thrown or as it's being caught? Do you feel that Russell Martin's going to get the benefit of the doubt behind the plate?
I think most importantly, he understands the entire toolbox, what he needs to have as a catcher, and he does everything at a very high level, whether it's blocking, framing, pitch calling, managing the staff, communicating with his pitching staff, communicating with the coaching staff. When I say he's a lead by example guy, he's not the type of guy that's going to sit there and throw around his experience and years and that type of stuff. I mean, he's the type of guy that's going to go up to a coach and tell him what's on his mind in a respectful way, but get his point across because he is somebody who has been around some very high-level players. He's played at a high level, and whether it's coaches, players, front office people, I think people are drawn to his personality, his experience, and what he can bring to an organization, especially being your backstop, the guy who's in there every single pitch and controlling the game.
Travis, it's a business. Sports is Major League Baseball, certainly an example of that. You've switched teams yourselves. Players move from one team to another. But what was your reaction to Russell Martin leaving the Pirates for the Blue Jays?
Excited for him. Excited for Toronto. The guys that I know that are still in that organization, pitchers, to get a chance to work with him. I know we got a lot of guys that are going to miss him. And what he brings to the clubhouse every single day, it's just something that you can't put a dollar figure on. You can't put any type of sabermetric on it. He's just a guy that's going to come in and make the people around him better. And if you're a professional sports franchise, those are the types of players you want to have on your team. I think any general manager or owner out there would agree with that. And I think that Russell is a guy that epitomizes a lot of those qualities that you look for in that type of player.
He's Canadian, so obviously he's no stranger to Toronto or knowing about the city of Toronto. But did you ever talk to him before or after he signed about the city of Toronto or the Blue Jays organization?
Russell and I joke for years now about him being Canadian because a lot of Canadians can consider me half Canadian. I've lived with Lori and Richmond and Lowen and all these guys. So I've been exposed and living in Canada for a lot of years. So Russell and I kind of connected on that level too and talking about things of Toronto and him telling me about Montreal as I've never been there. And he's a passionate guy, and I know going home is going to be exciting for him, having a chance to play for the country of Canada. As we all know, you know, when you're a Blue Jay, you play for the country of Canada, and I think that's going to be a special thing for him at this point in his career.
You're going to be running into a former Blue Jay a lot as well, playing in the NL Central now, Adam Lind with the Milwaukee Brewers, so going to be seeing a lot of him. Your reaction to that move and to see an old teammate so often in a different uniform in the NL Central?
Well, I'm excited to see Adam. He's a good friend of mine. I'll be seeing him here in a couple of weeks at my wedding and then getting to see him a couple times a year when we go there and they come to our place. I know him pretty well and his family as well. So looking forward to mixing it up with him and reminiscing on old times and being able to see him take the next step in his career somewhere that he hasn't been before and then getting out of Toronto and, you know, moving on with his career.
Hmm. Well, congratulations on the nuptials or pending nuptials. That's fantastic news. Can you share with us the story? There's always a story about proposing. What was that like?
Well, long story short, Mexican citizen, beautiful lady, stole my heart and took us some time to get things figured out. But we were legally married in January prior to the season. And had the season to plan our wedding down in Cabo, where she's from, her family. So it's exciting time for us as I'm trying to get into wedding shape. It's not getting ready for spring training right now. I'm trying to get into wedding shape as, you know, we're preparing for Thanksgiving and then taking off for the beach. So it's an exciting time, and I'm very thankful, very lucky to have her in my life.
Well, good for you, Travis, and glad that that's happened to you and the success you're having with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Obviously, we saw you join the Toronto Blue Jays at a young age and be a Toronto Blue Jay for a number of years, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck with the Pittsburgh Pirates and, of course, being a married man as well, and we feel very proud to see you succeed and grow the way you have. Thanks, Travis, and appreciate you taking the time tonight and all the times you've done so in the past. We look forward to doing it again.
At any time, fellas. You know, I got a special place in my heart for you guys. You know, take care and best wishes.
All right, thanks, man. There's Travis Snyder, formerly of the Blue Jays, now of the Pittsburgh Pirates.